Good morning, Joe. Welcome. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. We're doing great. We had a late one last night. It almost ran into today, but we got the meeting finished before today started.
I was going to say, you came out of the meeting and called me directly, right?
Almost.
All right. Well, give us some of the highlights of the meeting then, Joe.
Well, highlights, man. This is the best, almost exciting meeting of the year when we recognize our student-athletes. We recognize some musician and music programs and music in general. And we had some great Brainiac Academic Achievement Award kids. Man, we produced some really great students out of GPS. So we're very happy to get them in front of us to have their coaches and teachers and mentors say nice words about what they had done. We had obviously the state championship football team that we were very proud of, and the soccer team that won their state championship for the first time in a very long time. I believe it was sometime in the 1960s was the last time Greenwich High School won a state championship. And we also had the golf team that unexpectedly, maybe the coach said that in a very humble way, took on and won the state championship as well. So we had some great stuff. We had a young man who had produced music that won a national award. We played the music, and everybody loved it at the meeting. It was good fun. The parents were there. Lots of teachers were there. Proud kids were there. Everybody just had a tremendous time. That was a great way to start the meeting.
All right. Then get into the guts of the meeting. What followed?
Well, then we had a couple of new course introductions. We had the Guitar 2. Which is, I said jokingly to the teacher that was introducing the Guitar 2 course, I said, well, Guitar 1 must be dan, 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 and we all know, well, whoever took a little guitar lessons understand that's the smoke over water, first guitar lesson you take. And then he then elaborated on how Guitar 2 went into a certainly much more intricate guitar playing than that. We had Honors Linear Algebra, which is another course, which the way they described it, I'm not a math guy. You know, I certainly did all the basic math I needed to do. But the way they described this Linear Algebra, Honors Linear Algebra class, it's something quite unique to our school if we introduce it, where it's a really, really high-level course. So we're real excited about that.
All right. Got updates. Central Middle School, what's the latest with that?
Yeah, Central's good. We're moving right along. Central is our flagship project, and all eyes are on Central because it's a new building, and we have a chance, one in a 50 to 100 year opportunity. I mean, you look at Old Greenwich School, 120 years old, but it's a one in a 50 to 100 year opportunity to actually build a statement in our community that we can be proud of for many, many years to come. So the good thing is we have a bunch of great volunteers that are serving on that building committee, and they're just progressing along in lightning speed. It's really really exciting watching them move along. We have a bunch of building committees, Old Greenwich certainly being one of them. I'm sorry, Central Middle School being one of them, our flagship project, because that's the big one. But we got a bunch of other ones as well. We had an update on the Weston Middle School soil remediation. We're moving along nicely. We had a meeting at Western Middle School with the state officials, who I remember when we had that meeting, when we had to do the remediation over at the high school, and we had that process leading up to that. When we had the meeting like we just had at Western, we were pretty close to getting the project started. I'm very optimistic on where we look with getting those fields open for the kids to play on and our sports to be played in our town on Western Middle School field. I think it's going to be great.
All right. So you approved us an architect for the Old Greenwich School project.
Well, it's a good thing. We kind of weren't prepared with a lot of the information we needed for that architect. But luckily, it's an architect that we have worked with on another project. One of our board members, Christina Downey, had worked with them on the vestibule project, and she was very, very complimentary on their work. And also, we had our advocate for Old Greenwich School, Michael Joseph Mercanti Anthony. Can't forget those names. There's a bunch of them. I don't want to leave any of his four names out. He was also very strongly in support of this team, and they presented very, very well. So we voted unanimously in favor of these architects for Old Greenwich School.
All right, great. And then you put together a building committee for that, or is that already set?
Well, that building committee has been in place for a while, because right. The building committee, one of their charges is actually getting an architect hired. That's something we do early in the process. Is when we form, or the building committee is formed, we only on the Board of Ed, we decide what we'd like or what we need to have in the building, what we'd like to have, what we need to have. That is in the form of ed specs. And we design these, put those together, and then we give those to the building committee. Now, the town appoints our mayor and his committee, for selectmen, of course. They put a building committee together for this building to be built, and we just have our representative. The BET has their representative, the RTM has their representative, and a bunch of wonderful community volunteers put endless hours and thankless duty in working on these building committees. It's a lot of work. I serve as the liaison for the Board of Education on the JC Building Committee, which is it's going to be a phased project, so it's not an overwhelming or a very large project like OG School and, of course, like Central Middle School, which is going to be a giant project. But even serving on the JC Building Committee, it's still a lot of work, and a lot of tireless volunteers are just happy to show up at those. We have our meetings quite early, and they're happy to show up and the work they do. And everyone's a volunteer. It's amazing. This town is unbelievable with its volunteerism. So we're very happy to see that on our multiple building committees, which certainly our school systems need. And we have some great buildings, but we have to we have a couple of tired buildings, which we have to, in the case of Central Middle School, we have to retire that building. We've certainly got our money's worth out of that one. And a beautifully or tremendously built building like Old Greenwich School, which the community just loves, putting our money into repairing that one is a good investment for our community.
All right, Joe, anything else from last night of note you want to mention?
Well, not necessarily. I suppose just a few financial things. We have all that old grant money that came in post or during COVID, which we're trying to make sure we allocate accordingly. The opportunity with a lot of this this grant money that's come in from various government entities has a deadline where if we don't use it, we will lose it. So we have to make sure we use all that money I keep emphasizing to our CFO. I say, listen, we got to make sure we use this, because everyone's obviously in our community, we like overseeing the way we spend our money, and we scrutinize it tremendously, and we make sure we're all fiscally responsible when spending it. But when the clock's running, you got to make sure that gets spent, because if you don't spend it, it's got to go back. So we've allocated most of the funds, but we did realize and discussed last night a little bit about some unallocated funding that we're going to work diligently on that expires, or we'll say goes back to the grant source on June 30th of this year. So we'll make sure that money is allocated, and that's a prime focus of me to make sure that none of this money that's been allocated to us has to go back. We want to use it for helping our kids learn stuff.
All right, and you've got the budget presentation next week, right?
Well, budget presentation next week. I'm out of town. I'll be in Washington, D.C. with my day job presenting the uranium market to interested bodies in our different government groups. I have to keep that day job going. Well, my volunteer work can't survive as well unless I keep that day job going. So another board member will be able to jump in, but I'll be spending the Tuesday down in D.C. Presenting uranium market observations and then my colleagues will jump in and help me out there. And then, of course, the budget process is an extended process. The good thing about the budget process this year is we are exactly in line with the guidelines that the BET has presented to us. So in multiple meetings leading up to the budget season, we are in agreement, it seems like, on most things. We're actually quite excited about certainly showing the community that our finance board, the BET, and our education board, the BOE, can really work together. And we'd like to make sure that we express to our community how well we work together. And I don't want to count my chickens before they hatch. But certainly, leading up to budget season, I think we're working very, very well with the BET, and I think it's going to be a very smooth process this time.
All right, Joe Kelly, chairman of the Greenwich Board of Education. Good to talk to you, Joe. Thanks very much. Have a safe trip to Washington, and we'll talk again after the next meeting.
Thank you, Tony. Always good to talk to you. Have a good day. We'll see you.
All right.